VentureCast. If you haven't heard about Anchor and its easiest way to make a podcast, let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You make money right from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Make sure you download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Young Liddy, on the No Judgment Podcast. Make some noise. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go, baby. Today, I got my boy, Big E. We have some things to talk about. We couldn't finish it up in one episode. Big E, introduce yourself.
What up, guys? I'm Big E, called E-Money, E-Rock, what you want to call. We're here to talk about a bunch of crazy stuff today. Lots of different things like cancel culture, UFOs, conspiracy theories, all that. So cryptocurrency, whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about it right now.
That's what's up. We're going to jump right into this. But before we do, all you listeners, I want you to chime in at Anchor and then go ahead and message me at the No Judgment Podcast. And I want to hear what you have to say on these topics. Express your opinions, whether you're, you know, if you're against us or for us or whatever your opinion is, I want you to express that. Now, jumping right into it, cancel culture. Now, cancel culture has been a thing for quite some time now, but we, before it was even called cancel culture, we had an experience with a very good icon that from my childhood, which his name was Kramer from Seinfeld. Now, he had a comedy show going on, and he dropped the N-bomb to some hecklers heckling him at the comedy show. And because of that, because people were watching, we canceled that guy. Whether if you think it was right or not, we did have the power to do that. Now, sparked the whole cancel culture that we had the power to cancel somebody's career, cancel their life, cancel everything that that person does. Whether if you think it's right or not, it is going on. Now, one of the cancel culture's topics that's happening right now in current times is the cancel culture for Disney because Snow White was being kissed without her consent.
Sleeping Beauty.
Or Sleeping Beauty, my bad. Sleeping Beauty got kissed from Prince Charming while not giving consent. While she was asleep, but she did not give consent. Now, this man saved her life and did what he had to do. He manned up and helped this woman out and saved her life. Now, I compare this to a paramedic. He might not have the consent to go mouth-to-mouth with a woman, but what if the paramedic had to make that choice to revive this person? Y'all trying to cancel the wrong type of shit. Y'all have way too much time in your life to start finding fault in fucking childhood shit. Y'all need to leave that shit alone.
I see it as a love story. The fact that, you know, Sleeping Beauty was cursed because she could never find that one guy that she wanted to be with. So the evil witch or whatever put her to sleep. When that one guy came along to make her fall in love, kissed her one time, she woke up and they were together, and that was Prince Charming. It's a love story. It's not you didn't consent sexual relations or whatever it is. It's pretty ridiculous, in my opinion.
It is ridiculous because there are certain people that need to be canceled, whether they're famous, whether they're nobody's from your neighborhood. This cancel culture got to stop.
They're finding things.
Just to have a voice. If you're listening and you think that you haven't had a bad day, and God forbid you get recorded having a bad fucking day, do you really want it to be recorded? Because we all have bad days.
That's not consent.
That's not consensual. That's not consensual. I don't approve of this shit. I don't approve of this moment.
But there are some things, in my opinion, that do have rights. And I think some of the topics with cancel culture are racism and, you know, equal rights. And
yep.
Some of the things I get, I totally get that. And I support you guys for that. But there are some things that are going a little outside of the box.
Now, let's talk about
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima.
Do you know the story about Aunt Jemima?
Do we know about the story of Aunt Jemima? Enlighten me.
She, back in, what was it, 30s, 40s, or whatever year it was, she worked hard to create the syrup, right? So back in the day, her visual picture was the way she looks on the syrup bottles, right? So that's her picture when she became significant to creating syrup and whatever. She was successful and she made it great. So, okay, cool. Let's fast forward it to now. Now you look at it and you look back and you say, that depicts slavery. That depicts this. That depicts that. No, it doesn't. That's somebody's opinion that doesn't really know the true background of what really happened. But God forbid, some things may have happened to her that weren't right. I mean, it is what it is, but I don't know her complete life. But if someone becomes successful for something years ago and they look a certain way, and that is what we see her as on the bottle, that's her picture. But some people say that that is racist because that depicts slavery. Now, that's specific opinions. Again, going back to being born in the 80s and seeing things how you're raised as a child, everybody has their own opinions about that.
Like, kind of like the Land O'Lakes. The Land O'Lakes butter, they had the cancel culture after they asked. Now, they removed the Indian Native American. They removed the Native American from their logo on the butter. And what people responded to with is like, yo, so they removed the Native American, and kept the fucking land. Like, come on, bro. Like, you're not gonna be able to keep them happy.
That's
no matter
whole
what
thing about the whole thing.
Like, bro, you took the Native American out and kept his land. How ironic. No, I honestly, bro, I thought that shit was funny as fuck. But I could see where they were like nitpicking at it. But these corporations, like, you're nitpicking at every fucking thing.
It's gonna keep going.
It's gonna keep going. Like, you can't keep everybody happy. You can't, you know, and listeners, again, I want you to chime in. Go on Anchor and go on No Judgment Podcast and give me a message, because I want to hear your opinion about this shit. Whether you're with us or against us, I don't care. This is the No Judgment Podcast. Y'all got to share your opinion. And honestly, this cancel culture, it can't be good. It really can't be good on any spectrum, right? Because if people are doing wrong out there, we're going to fucking cancel them no matter what.
You're going to have so many people in this world that have so many opinions. And if you're letting everybody in this world with their opinions dictate how our world is going to be perceived, we're going to have a lot of problems, because there's a lot of people that have a lot of opinions. And if we keep on accepting this over and over again, then you ain't going to be able to see nothing. Ain't nobody going to be opinionated. And then freedom of speech is taken away.
Now, one of the things I did like at this time was here in the Bay Area, right? What up, Bay Area? We're right here. We're doing our recording here in the Bay Area. Shout out to my Bay Area people. But the one thing I did like was putting on blast Barbecue Becky. This lady was obviously not from the Bay Area. She did not like the culture that was going on in the Bay Area. And wanted to change things. She wanted to nitpick at black people barbecuing by the lake. Now, here's the thing about that. She knew what she was doing. She knew that if she called the police, she most likely would have got one of them shot. Because that is the culture, right? She knew that she thought in her mind that if she called the cops, that the cops would side with her because she was white, that they would take her side and most likely probably shoot these people who were innocent of any kind of wrongdoing. That's some bullshit. I don't agree with that. That lady deserved to be put on blast because that's probably not her first time doing something like that.
And here's the thing about the Bay. If you're not from the Bay, California Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, we're diverse. And yep. Everybody from the Bay Area is from everywhere. You know, Filipino, Mexican, Asian, Vietnamese, Thai, everything you can think of. You know, so being raised in the Bay Area, like, there's certain perspectives that nobody, like, trips about diversity because everybody is diverse here. So it's not a big thing. That's what the culture here is about, is diversity. That's who we are. And so when specific people come up and start these things in the Bay Area, it's completely out of pocket. It's a little crazy, and I think it's over the top. And that kind of stuff needs to be stopped because we have to keep who we are as people. We have to keep our culture. We have to keep our growing up. We have to keep the good stuff. But there's also some of the bad stuff that does need to be weeded out, and I agree with that. So
now we got, I mean, whoever you are, wherever you're listening from, we all have our fucking bad days. We have those things that build up in us, and we have a bad day, and we lash out, right? But should we really, really be blasting people on their bad days? How would you like to be blasted on your bad days when you lashed out on a bad moment? How many times have you lashed out and then had to go back and apologize, right? Maybe you didn't apologize to those people that you lashed out in public, but how many times, how many times have you had to apologize to your loved one or your family members because you knew you were wrong and you lashed out because you was having a bad day? You knew you were right. But how would you like that be floating around the internet, circulating? That could potentially stop you from getting a job or getting an apartment. Ruin your life. Are we that hateful? Are we that bitter? And I know there is some very bitter people out there. There is some very hateful motherfuckers out there in this world. But we have to be accountable for our own actions, right? Should these people be portrayed in that one moment of their life? I don't think so. I really don't. Because if for myself, I made a lot of mistakes. And I tell people, My mistake doesn't determine who I am. It's how I live my life after, right? And that's how we would see everybody. But knowing the employment system, people will hire you based off of the one mistake you made in your past. Whether it be 7, 10 years ago, they'll still look at that one mistake and define you as a person. I personally don't believe that one mistake defines you as a person. I need y'all to chime in because this is a serious conversation. I need to understand what you listeners actually think and what your opinion is.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. If we had this one concept our whole life of being kind to people and just treating people with respect, our close loved ones and everybody that's around us, we never have to worry about that. You know, like, people are too opinionated with the power of social media, power of news, power of misinformation from what you see on news. It's completely ridiculous. And then strongly opinionated people, which is not a problem of being strongly opinionated, but when you get those ideas and you get this false news and you run with it and you believe in it, then you create problems for everybody else. And then somebody else has a problem. And then this, it's just a whole, world of, like,
clusterfuck.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect word.
But we're going to get off that topic, and I want to talk about UFOs. Now, whether you think they're real or not, I want to be able to hear your guys' opinion. For me, from my personal opinion, to think that we are the only ones in this universe, because there's multiple universes, right? To think that we're the only ones that were a civilization, and being able to create life and have this intelligence. I think it's stupid to think that we're the only ones. That's my personal opinion. Now, we have so many videos surfacing on YouTube and social media with all the technology that's going on. We have people posting videos consistently of sightings with unidentified flying objects that defy the laws of physics and defy any of our technology. I've seen some stuff recently that happened right here in Cali, and it's crazy because right away you get the NS, NASA trying to say, it was us launching a rocket, it was this, right? But honestly, we know that's a bunch of bullshit because what we're seeing defies the laws of physics. We don't even have this technology. Eric, you know, what's your take on this?
I mean, there's so many things on this topic that it's crazy. It can go into this whole world of things that are going on right now with UFOs. Like, I personally have a witness, but there are things out there. Like, is it government? Is it military? New technology that they're using? Are those new airplanes? What is it? You know, are you being deceived? Is there some other stuff that's going on? I've seen conspiracy theories of, you know, we've been influenced by other worlds for the longest time. And in fact, there's people that still live here or have even mated with humans and created, you know, humans mixed with other planets, you know, like the living down in under Earth and whatnot, in the ocean, who knows. But there's so much more things being surfaced now with, you know, humans having connection with them. And then the government's been having connection for a long time, back to Roswell, New Mexico, when they first crash landed in New Mexico and they found them. And supposedly they talked to an alien that was still alive and learned a lot about that. And who knows? But I believe with all the stars and galaxies out there, there's no way that it's just us. I don't believe that.
There's even videos on YouTube of other government officials, like high-ranking government officials from other governments, saying we have been in contact with other visitors from another universe, and USA is working with them, and they're not releasing it. Now, if you really think about that, our government has never really been honest, has ever really been honest about their doings, right? They have grown out of control. We cannot overtake them. We cannot get them to confess everything. But there's other governments around the world that say we have, you know, and that's crazy. That's crazy. It boggles my mind that our government has admitted that, despite the fucking the evidence that we're given. And you have the Air Force releasing videos of unidentified flying objects. I honestly feel like they're just slowly releasing these videos.
Don't want to scare public.
Yeah, they don't, you know, to warm us up to what's coming.
But think about it. If any extraterrestrial or whatever you want to call it came from another planet, they obviously have the technology to be able to travel to Earth, which we don't have the technology to travel to another planet that has human existence or even life. So if that extraterrestrial can travel to a place here with people, obviously they're coming from far away and something we haven't discovered yet.
Yeah.
So they obviously have technology and stuff that we don't know about. And so you go back to things back in the day when they built the pyramids and they built Easter Island and all these unexplained things that we don't understand, that we can't even rebuild right now with the technology that we have, but they did it. And so where did that come from? Do you really think that people could have built the pyramids hundreds and hundreds of years ago from old school technology? you think that's possible without any kind of influence from something else?
It was like that. He was an FBI agent. He did an interview on Facebook, and he was talking about how the Air Force have witnessed and recorded these UFOs coming in, stopping from their I forgot what it's called, but basically they could travel outer space within our atmosphere and underwater. They go into the sea, they travel, and as fast as they travel, there's no way that a human being can withstand those G-forces, because it would literally die. It would do something biologically to their body.
And to go to the Earth that fast without crashing.
And then stop midair.
And stop.
Yeah. It's humanly impossible.
Have you heard of Skinwalker Ranch?
Yes. I just recently watched that. I think it was on Netflix. Skinwalker Ranch.
That's pretty interesting.
It is. It is very interesting. And I watch a lot of YouTube videos of interviews of people who have personally had personal encounters with UFOs. And they say that these beings come in to their house and they're communicating with them telepathically. And they don't look like us. They don't talk like us. They use their brain to talk. Our science, where we're at in our evolution is we're not able to use our brain to be able to talk to individuals telepathically, but we know it exists. There's government
10% of our brains.
There's government files that show humans who can. There was FBI files showing how they use telepaths and people who can predict the future and watching them or using them to predict certain events. Yeah. Now, for me, I can't talk telepathically. I haven't had a personal experience. At least I don't remember.
Can you hear what I'm saying? I'm talking to you
sometimes
right now.
I can hear your stomach
growling.
I'm
really thinking about my head right now, about what I'm talking to you about. Can you feel it?
I feel like I can hear women when they want me, but then I'm always wrong.
No, you can never guess what women think. It's never going to happen.
I've been lucky a few times.
You can never do that.
I've been lucky a few times. I'm not going to lie.
I think they are extra fresh. Yeah. Sometimes.
It's a shot in the dark, but fuck it. It works.
You can never guess. It doesn't work. A man can never just figure it out. But anyways, let's talk about something different. The UFOs is definitely extreme subject. The new things are going out. There's a lot of conspiracy. There's another thing I saw that was pretty crazy is Bigfoot. And I know that's a kind of crazy thing that people believe in, but I saw it been tied to, since I live in California, it's been tied to Humboldt County, which where they do a lot of marijuana growing and stuff out there. And if you think about it, if you look at a map from Humboldt County, there's a tri-county. There's Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity County. They're all tied together. That from that point up north to Washington, it's all like deep woods, like nothing, absolutely nothing all the way. There's little small towns here and there, but thick woods all the way through. And there's so many like encounters from marijuana crop growers in Humboldt and people that don't even want to go any further than that because of where it's located. And I don't know, I've heard things that's been tied to wormholes and like the UFOs are in the same area and there's wormholes that let different things from other planets come in these very desolate areas and they pop up out of nowhere and that's where they're at and sometimes humans run across it. I don't know. It's a pretty crazy conspiracy theory. I've never seen a Bigfoot. I hope I never do. I do not want to run across that. I'm cool in the Bay Area. There's some big people here, but not Bigfoot.
I personally, like, with everything that I watched and from what I collect, I could be wrong, and most likely I am. But what if Bigfoot was a time traveler, right? a time traveler. UFOs and Bigfoot, what if they're time travelers?
They related that to that, actually.
Yeah, and I know. What if they're time travelers?
I got a story about that. Actually, I heard on this thing on some documentary. In Yosemite, southwest of Yosemite, there is a spot that's way in the middle of nowhere. These people have gone there since the 70s hunting, and they've been hearing the craziest noises that is not even human. And they're trying to justify what is it really. And they've had some crazy thing attack their camp, rip things apart, hear noises. And from studies from universities, they've claimed that noise came from something that was between 7 foot and 9 foot tall. There's no way a human can make those same like high, low pitch voices in a short amount of time. And if you hear the recordings, they sound pretty crazy in like some other language.
It's not like the recording that you sent me where you hear, oh yeah.
It's definitely not that. I don't think that's, I think
that peacock was on point.
I think that's from Earth. That is an earthing noise. That is not a Bigfoot. If that was a Bigfoot, that's probably mating season. I probably want to get down. But anyways, thanks for making.
Well, I mean, it could have been like on or not. A next topic was maybe it was a girl moaning from OnlyFans. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's skip to OnlyFans, man. We got a couple minutes left. Let's
OnlyFans. Now,
do you have one?
I don't have one. Yeah, I tried. I'm not gonna lie. I shot my shot.
$7.99 a month. Sign up now. I'll give you a free picture.
You get one.
I'm just kidding. I really don't have one. Joke.
I honestly posted this thing on Instagram saying it was a picture of this homeless guy. He had a sign. He said, "Too ugly to be a prostitute." Now, I hella related to that guy, but recently I saw on the news out in Sacramento, these two kids got canceled culture. They were expelled from school because their mom had an OnlyFans. They went to a public school. It wasn't a private school, nothing like that. And their mom had an OnlyFans, and it was off campus. Now they expelled these two kids, and it boggled my mind because I'm like, whoa, like his mom's out here earning a living. Not that I agree with that, but yo, like his kids had nothing to do with it, and they got canceled out of their own public school. I can see if it was a private school, you have a certain image to portray, but public school, come on, people, come on, goddammit.
You hear that text that somebody sent? This guy was trying to date a chick, found out that she was doing OnlyFans, and she was like, "Hey, I just want to let you know that I have an OnlyFans account, and you know I've been doing this for a while. It's really good. I make a lot of money, and I'm getting along very well. And I just wondering if we're still down for dinner tonight." And he said, "No, I think we can go ahead and cancel dinner tonight." And she said, "Why? Because I have an OnlyFans account."
Yo.
And he said, "No, I don't want to go out and spend $300 on you for 2 hours when I can sign up for your nude account for $6.99 on OnlyFans and see you naked for $7 a month."
Now that makes flashbacks to when I was in college.
Not that I know anything about that. I have not now experienced
this. Is,
OnlyFans.
This is before. OnlyFans, cancel culture. Now, my teacher said, you know, how many of you are against prostitution or whatever? And so I forgot what it was. And I was like, I was on the road raising my hand. And I said to the class, I go, "Raise your hand if you've ever paid for flowers, dinner, a movie, or gift, or whatever it was on your first date. And expected not to get laid. You're a fucking liar." There's not a single guy in this fucking classroom that can say he bought something the first day.
What was the age?
Yeah. No, we were in college. We were in college.
Okay, college.
Right, we were in college. And I said, there's not a single person in here who could say they did any of that shit and expected not to get laid. You paid to have sex regardless if you got it or not. Some of us are a little bit honest. Not that I pay for sex. I'm totally
against
that.
It's about love, John. It's about getting flowers and chocolate because I love you.
I'm totally against that. But that's going to have to wrap it up for today. It was definitely nice talking to you guys. I hope you listeners had a fun time. It's your boy, Young Liddy. This is the No Judgment Podcast. My co-host today,
Big E.
And definitely chime in. I want to hear what you guys had to say about all of this. Thank you for joining us. Make some noise.
Peace.
Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonize your mind, body, and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together, we explore vibrations, frequencies, and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress, and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.
Mile, are you ready to record our promo for Season 2 of the WannaBet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that Season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but WannaBet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger.
Electric acid. Electric acid.